You're listening to KGOU. I'm Richard Bassett. Next week, $13 million will show up waiting to be deposited into state coffers. It's the money tribes say is due according to gaming compacts, but the governor says those compacts are expired. State Impact's Robbie Korth and KOSU's Kately Mills went to find out what will happen to the money and who might be affected.
Each month for the last 15 years, Oklahoma's 35 compacted tribes have given millions of dollars to education as part of the agreement with the state to operate casinos. That money went directly to public schools. Governor Kevin Stitt says that agreement or compact with the tribes is expired. The tribes say it's still valid. Schools are depending on this money.
That's right, Robbie. So we decided we'd figure it out. And that process sent us down a rabbit hole of state finances, which we're going to try to explain. The tribes are going to send the money to the state, but as the stalemate between them and the governor is worked out in mediation, the state will sit on those millions. But one thing is clear. Neither side wants education to be collateral damage in the process. Here's Stitt during his State of the State address last week.
I'm asking for the legislation that will allow the remaining cash balance from 2019 and funds from the revenue stabilization funds to be leveraged, if needed, to compensate for any temporary pause in Class 3 gaming fees.
So what's he talking about there, Kately?
So the governor has basically asked lawmakers to send schools substitute money in the interim. The first option is to use money that wasn't spent in the last fiscal year, which is around $310 million. The second option is to pull money out of this sort of savings account known as the Revenue Stabilization Fund. That fund is projected to have around $200 million at the end of this fiscal year.
How would that work? After all, this money is incredibly important to the state school districts. Most of them have it in their budgets to pay for stuff like teacher salaries and basic upkeep.
When I talked to Shelley Polk, the state budget director, she told me either option would require a bill from lawmakers, but pulling out of the Revenue Stabilization Fund may also require a change in that fund's rules.
Regardless of any political fights, though, the tribes will pay the millions they feel they owe to the state education fund, as outlined by state law.
The educational community in Oklahoma relies on those funds. They want to use those funds, and that's the intent that we follow in order to give those funds so it helps out education.
That's Matt Morgan, chairman of the Oklahoma Indian Gaming Association. Like he says, the compacted tribes are willing to pay, but the state won't take that money and pay for schools with it. It would be contradictory for the state to say that the compacts are expired and then still take and use the money from gaming. But Robbie, what are education leaders saying about all this? Are they worried about this potential money gap?
No, and that's because they don't really think that there's a gap. The education fund has other sources of revenue, so there shouldn't be a shortfall. Most of the money in that fund comes from individual income and sales taxes.
That's right. Gaming and horse racing only make up the third largest source. It's estimated to bring in roughly $157 million this fiscal year.
I sat down with Sean Heim, Oklahoma State School Boards Association Executive Director, and he had this advice for local education leaders across the state.
Relax. Don't worry about it. Invest in students. Focus on your children. Focus on investing in your students. We'll follow the situation. We'll have a conversation with the governor's office, OMES, and the legislature as we go along and make sure that they keep education funding at the top of the priority list.
Robbie, what is the Department of Education saying?
Carolyn Thompson, who is the Deputy Chief of Staff at Oklahoma State Department of Education, feels similarly to Heim.
I don't know that we have any indication of, you know, how this is going to play out, but we're just kind of watching and waiting like everybody else.
So in the immediate future, it appears that Oklahoma children won't be impacted by the compact dispute. But if this argument between Stitt and the tribes drags out, it could mean that millions of dollars collected from gambling won't go to schools, and neither party wants those optics.
That's right. The tribes in the state have now entered into mediation ordered by a federal judge. That process has to be completed by March 31st. If they are unable to reach an agreement by that date, the judge could order further mediation, or the compact dispute could go to court. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
And I'm Kately Mills.